Recording started.
Hello again, this is Susie Ramroot, Transformation and Success Coach, and your host for the Taking a Leap Telesummit. Today, I'm really excited to introduce Linda Landon. She is a mentor, author, and a certified human design specialist. She believes that we all have within us a unique spark, and her passion in life is in igniting it. So her method, which is called Ignite Your Joy, gives people the tools to help themselves with a bit more insight from a human design chart. So Linda, welcome.
Thank you, Susie, and I'm so grateful to be here.
I am too. So human design might sound a little bit scary for some people. Would you like to just explain what that means?
Yes. Let's start with that, and then I'll weave into it a little bit of the backstory about why this has been so helpful, not just for my clients, but for myself.
Perfect.
So human design is this brilliant method that is a synthesis of astrology, the chakra system, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, and neurophysics. I mean, it's just a brilliant synthesis of all these different traditions that are centuries old. And what it does is it gives you your body graph. It gives you a genetic blueprint of who you were born to be. Mm. And it's quite remarkable to look at. There are gates and channels and colors and shapes. And with someone who really understands what the chart means, you can parse out, this is who I am in the world. This is the best strategy I can use to make everything flow effortlessly for me. These are my challenges. These are my gifts. And these are those little foibles that I thought maybe were problems that are really just part of the humanity of who I am. And what's fantastic about human design is not only do you get to know and accept and love yourself for who you are, you also get to know and understand and accept other people. And what clients have told me is one of their biggest gifts from this is learning to love others for who they are. So you can imagine how this impacts people in their own individual relationship to self, but even more in their relationships with their lovers, their children, their coworkers, their clients, and so on.
So it sounds to me incredibly freeing is my first reaction.
Yes, it's freeing, and it's kind of like when you learn about your chart, there's a sense of freedom and also a sense of relief and a sense of, oh my God, this, you know, person who's doing the reading really sees me.
So you, even though you may not see yourself.
Yeah, or maybe the way you see yourself, but nobody else has noticed, or you didn't want them to know.
Okay, I got it. So I guess on this telesummit, we've talked a little bit about knowing your purpose, you know, knowing what you were here put on the earth to do. And I talked a bit about my own story where I was searching for answers all of the time, not really posing questions, but just searching. Mm-hmm. And actually, this could stop the search.
Yes, it could. And actually, let me tell you, if I may, just a little bit about how it impacted me, because I promised a little backstory for myself. So I have run my own business for over 35 years, and I have done what the marketing gurus have told me. You know, I've done things like launched seminars and workshops and all this kind of stuff. And what was always disappointing to me was that I had this great information, this great content, and I would put it out there, but the response would be kind of, you know, not so great. And I was doing everything, quote, right. And, you know, I mean, well, but what I learned when I found out my human design type, I learned that I'm what's called a projector. And it totally changed everything. Because as a projector, I am not supposed to be in the front of the room saying, look at me, this is what I do, come and buy. It doesn't work. As a projector, I do my work, I do my trainings. I mean, as you probably saw in my bio, I've studied with some fantastic spiritual teachers. I've done a lot of trainings. So I've done my homework and I've done my research and I've tried everything on and experienced it for myself first. So I have this arsenal of tools and skills and capacity to give to people, but I am not supposed to deliver it until I am invited in. Until someone says, Linda, would you come and speak, for instance, on my telesummit? That's perfect for a projector.
Okay, got it.
And then here we are. You invite me to speak, and I have lots to share. And people come to me when I'm invited in, then people fill up the room. People fill up the teleconference. But it has to come through invitation. So that was a tremendous relief to me that I wasn't doing anything wrong. I just wasn't doing it in the manner that was correct for my human design type.
So what did, I'm guessing you, it suggests that that was somewhat learned behavior, that, you know, you had coaches and people telling you that, you know, this is how to launch a business and this is how to market yourself. And that was kind of against the grain of your human design.
Yes. Oh, I love how you said that. So in our culture, we are told that you have an idea and you just run with it. You just do it, which is a slogan for Nike shoes, just do it. Well, what I learned is that in the world of human design, only 8% of the population can just frigging do it.
What are they called?
They're called manifestors.
Manifestors.
8% of the population. They have an idea. They can run with it. They don't even have to ask anyone for help, and boom, it happens.
Nice.
But the rest of us have a slightly different way to enter in. For instance, can I talk a little bit about manifesting generator, which is your type?
Please do, yes. I can't wait for you to tell me.
So, manifesting generators have that manifesting energy, but they also have this aspect called the generator. So your strategy that works best for you so that everything in your life flows most easily is to respond. So, for instance, you get this brilliant idea. You're not supposed to run with it. You wait for something outside of you, something external, to pose it to you, and then you respond to it. And my guess is your coach suggested you do this. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you responded to her suggestion.
Correct.
So that means you entered into this.
I'm saying it in slightly robotically because I don't know if it was a suggestion. I think it felt like an instruction, but obviously we have choices. But at the time, my fear kicked in, and I thought, how can I possibly talk to all of these people that I don't know and put together what seems like a massive undertaking? How can I possibly do that?
Yes, absolutely. So we're diving into your chart as a way to just talk together.
Yeah.
So first of all, when someone presents something to us, as you said so exquisitely, you have a choice. You can say yes or no. And a manifesting generator and a generator has this fantastic gut sense of what's right for them, and it's called their sacral response. And it's in your gut, and it sounds like this. It's uh-huh or uh-uh. So if it's a yes, you know, you probably noticed you make that sound. It's not very proper, but it's like basic knowing.
Yeah.
So when she made the strong suggestion, she might not have posed it as a yes or no question, but you got a yes or no in your gut. My sense is, and tell me if I'm wrong, I'll ask you as a question so you can say uh-huh or uh-uh. Did you get immediately, before you thought about it, an uh-huh, a yes?
Yes.
And then did you get fear, and then there was balking around it?
So it was a little bit mixed up. So I signed up for a program knowing that this would be part of the deal, Mm-hmm. And so when it was suggested to me, it was probably originally suggested to me in a very passive way, which was through a book I was reading. And I thought, and I immediately dismissed, it was an uh-uh when I read it. And I thought, well, there's just no way I'm going to do that. And then I started thinking, actually, how many things in life have I said there's no way I can possibly do that to? And how many times have I missed out?
Yeah.
So it was kind of all mixed up. It was my self-coaching, definitely fear. So once I said, tears
Beautiful.
Of just, you know, lack of knowledge. Logically, it was lack of knowledge. I had no idea how.
So this is so elegant. Let me parse this out with you. So you signed up for the course. That was your aha. So you were mm-hmm. on board to do this?
Yeah.
So there was an original aha. And then the fears came up and you read about it and it's like, no way. Well, in your chart, there's actually what we call a center in your chart. Called the spleen center, where all your fears are rooted. And these are fears that arise from our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because your gut response was like, sure, I don't know how I'll do it. Aha, I can do it. Then the fears arise. And one of the fears that you might find show up for you are the fear of doing it right, like getting it perfect, like just...
Yeah.
Did that ever arise? Okay. So that will come up, and it's called the gate of correction in the chart, and it's the part of us that fears if we don't do it correctly, it's just not worth doing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I don't know, see if this resonates. Is there some sense of some fear around letting something or someone down or not really fulfilling your responsibility? Does that ever come up for you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I've been called over-responsible. And I had a tendency in my early management years to rescue people. So I would never want my team to feel the impact that I was feeling at board level. So I would protect them. And actually, you know, from all of the wrath that was coming from above. And I thought that was the right thing to do. However, I worked out quickly that protecting them wasn't helping them in the long term. So definitely, I want to do it right. I want to be a good person. I want the best for everyone. Definitely.
Okay. So those are two fears that could be consciously or unconsciously playing out when you're doing something this big.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it is that you're doing what's necessary, which is to just do it. So even though you're not a manifester, when you come up against fears like this, the best way through them, and I know you know this, is to simply do it anyway.
Yes. That fabulous Susan Jeffers title, Fear the Fear, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
Didn't she write a book? Yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's your MO with fears.
Mm-hmm.
Feel it, do it anyway. And here you are, like, it's happening.
Yeah. And I'm enjoying it.
Yes. Let me say a little, I don't even know where, okay, we're good with time. Shall I say a little bit more about your chart?
Please, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping this is interesting for people because my story has felt like such a battle until I gave in inverted commas, to what I really wanted to do in life. And this is why I'm hoping people can relate to this, because it makes no logical sense to fight against your human design. So for me to realize what mine is on this call should not only open my eyes, but hopefully everybody listening too. So,
absolutely. And what you're realizing on this call is about your unique human design. Everyone else on this call, if you choose to get your chart, I guarantee yours will be different.
Yeah.
And you'll have your own unique imprint and way of being in the world, which is just so gorgeous. So one of the other things that we refer to in the chart is something called the profile. And it is how you navigate through your life. It's sort of your learning style, how you get from point A to point B. And would you say that you're someone who likes to learn through experience?
Yes, generally, although I do read a lot.
And when you read a lot, do you want to go out and then take it out and see if it works?
Yeah, so, you know, with everything I teach, I know it works because I've tried it on myself.
Yes. So you experience it, you become wise about it, and then people can learn from you because you've been there and done that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's in your profile. Hmm. You also have, that's what we call the three aspect, or the, it's called the martyr or the experiencer aspect.
Okay.
There's another aspect of your profile called the five, which is called the, you know, we call it the heretic, but let's just, the words are just human design words. Put them aside. The five is the part of you that has a lot of information, a lot of learning to share with others. And you'll be invited out to share it. And what's important is that you're invited to share it by the right people. And when it's the right people, they're just going to receive it and learn from you. And you can be an incredible, incredibly impactful teacher.
Good.
Yes.
That does match with feedback, but I'm glad you're saying it too.
and the side of the five that's a little, can be challenging is that the five is also in what we call a projection field, like they're a karmic mirror. So people around you may project their issues onto you, mm-hmm. and if they're not conscious, they won't know they're doing it. So do you ever feel like someone makes up a story about you, but it's really not accurate?
All the time. Particularly when I was living a life that people expected of me. So, you know, I was in a career mm-hmm. that, you know, I was rising steadily, had great profile, well paid, etc. So everybody on the outside said I was, you know, lucky and lucky to the point of, well, it's okay for her, and kind of dismissed mm-hmm. anything soft or emotional that might be a part of me. It was all about the fact that I was decisive and successful.
So they saw in you what they wanted to see.
Yeah.
And they didn't see all of you.
Correct.
And did you feel like that was not the right environment for you ultimately?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So that is what can happen with a five. If we're in the wrong projection field with the wrong people, they'll project these expectations on us. They won't really see us, and then they can get mad at us if we don't carry through on their expectations.
Yeah, I've experienced that too.
Yeah, I have the five also. And when we're in the right place with the right people, they see us, they invite us to share our wisdom.
Okay.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
And as a healer, you know, someone who works with people, you have clients who project their issues onto you, and you can work with their issues and help them transform because you've become a mirror for them to see themselves. You can use that very, very skillfully when you work with clients.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Lovely. And, you know, the other thing I would say, I mean, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of layers here in your chart, but I would like to invite you to consider this. This is what's called your life purpose as revealed in the chart. I want to make a little story about it and then feel into it and let me know if it feels like an aha or an uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a sense that you are someone who is powerfully, through your power and charisma, here to invite in, actually seduce people in to the knowing that they are ultimately abundant and connected to life source, like they have an infinite amount of abundance?
Uh-huh.
So that's in your chart. Yeah.
Okay. And really, you know, this, I've referenced it a couple of times, the fighting I was doing in my everyday thinking. So, you know, you mentioned earlier thoughts. Well, when you're against the grain, as I said earlier, and you're not doing what this chart is describing that actually I should have been doing all along, it's uncomfortable, it's unhappy, mm-hmm. you don't attract the right people, you feel, I mean, socially, I would feel like I was drowning in the expectations mm-hmm. of others. Yeah. And actually, it was such a pretense, I realized afterwards, to keep up with that, and drained all of my energy. Whereas yeah. now, obviously, I have changed professions, and I am a professional coach, which is completely in line with my chart. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of those feelings.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
And when we are not in alignment with who we truly are, which, as you're seeing, is reflected back in your chart, when we're not in alignment with who we truly are, we get tired, we
yeah.
get sick, we get depressed, we get bored, we can get so exhausted we get burned out. And, you know, like you, I was working against myself for many, many years. And I have experienced significant burnout. Like, you know, when clients come to me because they're exhausted or burnout or stuck, I know what that's like because I've been there.
Yeah.
And you've been there. And when we have that gift of knowing how it is to be there, we can really join our clients where they are. And be side by side with them in guiding them how to get out of that stuck place.
So the hope resides in, you know, I'm putting myself in the position of the listener now. The hope resides in the fact that they could give up their fight and actually get clarity about what they were here to do without really having to do an exercise or having to journal or having to meditate, or having to do any of the other tools that we have discussed on this telesummit. This option is to get clarity just through their birthplace, their birth date, and their birth time.
Yes, and the other pieces can help. For instance, it may come up in your chart that the best way for you to know yourself is through self-expression, like movement, dance, or writing.
Uh-huh.
So you use a chart as sort of a foundational piece, and then you can use some of those other skills to really enhance or pull out various strengths that you have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just have to say this because the chart represents all of humanity, all different aspects of humanity. And some people have in their chart what's called the gate of struggle. And I, you know, I have a client like this. She has to wrestle things to the ground, take what others would see as a hard way around in order to get to the essence of the life lesson there. And then her life has so much more meaning, and she's a writer. So then she puts it into writing, and she creates this amazing material based on her struggle. So for her, it's inherently correct to struggle.
So that's her profile, is it?
It's actually in what we call one of the gates of the chart. There's like
right.
64 gates, so there's all these permutations.
So for that person, does that mean that if she wrote something and she thought, wow, that really flowed, that was really easy, does that suggest that wouldn't be her best work because she hadn't
no.
struggled?
Ease will come after she struggles. Like
right.
she may have to struggle to get to this point of incredible ease and flow. And
right.
she doesn't have to struggle with everything. Like with every aspect of the chart, there's like a higher energetic expression where you're really moving with it, and there's a lower energetic expression. So a lower energetic expression of that particular aspect would be to struggle with every little thing. So as
yeah.
her coach, I would show her how to pick her battles and let the rest of the stuff go.
Yeah, understood.
So I wouldn't say the human design chart is the be-all and end-all, but it's a beautiful starting point to grow from. Like, you know, as we were saying earlier, I work with other modalities with my clients, not just human design. Like, you take this chart and you start to see the places where you've been, the chart will show you how and in what ways you've been conditioned or you've taken on belief systems that aren't true for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will bring in other tools to help you unravel and undo those. Or as we were saying earlier, I think you like that word excavate. I'll help you excavate, you know, all that stuff that's been like a veil that's been over you or like a boulder that's been holding you stuck, so you can remove that and then move into your truth.
I mean, it just, again, the word freeing is coming to mind because
yeah.
So much of feeling stuck comes, I think, from having no idea about how to make a change.
Yeah.
And you kindly are giving away a chart as part of your free gift. So actually, we could free, release, relieve people by giving them that chart. What else can they do with that chart?
Well, that's a great way to say it. So let's say if someone on this call receives their free chart, which is going to be one of my gifts at the end, mm-hmm. you'll receive the chart, which is lovely to look at, but kind of like, what does that all mean? And you'll also receive two documents to begin to understand how to work with it. And the most important thing that for anyone to work with in the chart is what's called their strategy. So, for instance, mm-hmm. you're a manifesting generator. You have a two-part strategy, actually. One is to respond to what's coming to you from outside of you. And the other part for you is to inform people, I-N-F-O-R-M, inform people what you're up to. Because as a manifesting generator, chances are you can move pretty fast, and people are going, what is Susie up to? Does that ever happen?
I don't know, actually. Yeah, I don't know, honestly.
You might ask if yeah. they ever, like, just look and see. Even I know you have a 4-year-old to inform your child of what you're up to. It's really
yeah, actually, yeah, I do that
around.
With her. And actually, that
Good.
Is my kind of parenting philosophy. So, for example, I say to my husband, you can't just rush her out of the door. You have to tell her in advance that, you know, so for example, I'll say in half an hour, and she doesn't really know what half an hour is, but she knows it's her first warning. And then, you know, in 10 minutes, so you might want to, and now she knows that 10 minutes means shoes. Begin the shoe process because putting on of shoes takes a while. And so I guess I've trained her into, I don't have to say, can you put your shoes on? I can just say, we're going in 10 minutes.
That is so lovely. So that is your strategy in action. You're
yeah.
informing her what's up so she can keep up with you.
Yeah.
So that's exactly it. So that's your strategy for someone else like a projector or a manifester or a generator. The strategy is a little different. So what I'm saying here is that when you receive your chart, the most important thing is to read about your type and your strategy and start practicing your strategy.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to, I often say to people, practice your strategy and then come back, you know, in a couple of weeks or months and let's do a full reading. And then in the full reading, I'll start to map out the profiles and, you know, what the meaning is of all these shapes and colors that you see in the chart. But if the person has already been practicing their strategy, things are starting to flow. And if we don't practice our strategy, which can be pretty revelatory for some people, it was for me, if we don't practice our strategy, all the other goodies in the chart just can't come to fruition.
So I'm guessing that my type, the manifesting generator, is probably a quarter of the population.
You're very close. It's actually 33%
Okay,
a third of the population.
So this conversation is deeply applicable to a third of the people on this call, arguably.
Yes, and more than that, because
also the manifestors and also the generators.
Yeah, a little bit to manifestors. Generators, who are 37%, also need to respond.
Okay.
And then that piece I talked about, the profile.
Yeah.
There are 12 different profiles, so there will be other types that have the same profile as you, with a, it's called the 3-5, or the experiencer and the martyr.
Okay, so now that we know this is so applicable to all the people really on this call, let's talk a bit more about practicing the strategy, if we may. If you are someone who likes to respond, what does that mean in practice for someone who is, well, yeah, just generally, what does that mean in practice? Or maybe if you can find a context within which you can give an example.
I'd love that. Okay, so since manifesting generators and generators together comprise about 70% of the population anyway,
mm-hmm.
this practice can work for 70% of the people you know.
Yeah.
So, for instance, you're a manifesting generator. You need to make a decision. You can ask your husband to ask you yes or no questions.
Brilliant. I think he might struggle with that, but I'll ask.
So you have to inform him, because you've got the informing part, that in order to get clarity, and, you know, with a lot of love, of course, in order to get clarity, honey, the best way for me to go there is if you ask me a simple yes or no question. Would you like me to cook dinner tonight? Uh-huh. Would you like to have lamb? Uh-uh. Would you like to have some animal kind of like a more of a vegetarian dinner? Uh-huh. Would you like me to cook up some grains? Uh-huh. So he asks you yes or no questions. A really lovely way to practice this is to go to a restaurant together, and, you know, any two generators, or just, again, let's say you two go to a restaurant, he holds the menu, and he goes down through the menu, and he says, would you like this? And you go, uh-huh, or uh-uh.
I can just picture us doing this.
Oh, I know.
Brilliant.
But okay. It's a brilliant way to learn how to use it. Now, here's something really cool for marketing. When you're marketing your telesummit, when you're marketing your products, when I'm marketing on my website, I ask the people who are reading it yes or no questions right on my website. I ask them yes or no questions in my blog posts, because most of the population responds to yes or no questions.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
And, you know, that's really cool. My aha moment that I'm having right now is that I am normally the poser of said questions, not the responder.
Yeah.
And I imagine I'm not the only one thinking this right now on this call. So what's that doing to our energy?
Well, asking yes or no questions is also useful, especially if you're asking yes or no questions to a generator or a manifesting generator.
Mm-hmm.
So energetically, that's opening them up. But here's the caveat, and this is why, you know, the more people who know their charts, the better. A manifestor, a different type, doesn't do well with yes or no questions. They don't even need a question. They need more something like, I'm wondering if you'd like to, so it's more open-ended, so they don't feel trapped, because manifestors can feel trapped.
Because they're the
just-do-it
that will go off and create.
Right, and they're in this creative flow, so please don't interrupt me with one of those stupid yes or no questions, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And you also don't say to a manifestor, can I help you, or what are you up to? Wrong question.
And so say there's a manifesting generator or a generator in a workplace,
mm-hmm.
and How do they go about informing people?
Well, so manifestors and manifesting generators both need to inform. And then the manifesting generator informs and responds. So in a workplace, let's say you're in a workplace as a manifesting generator, and you have someone working with you, chances are, let's say the person working with you is a generator. The manifesting generator tends to move a little faster energetically than a generator. So the manifesting generator person informs the generator, this is what I'm up to. Would you like to join me? And they can say, uh-huh, or uh-uh.
Because otherwise, without that informing part, I might be leaving those people behind.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're, and I am recognizing a bit of this now, I remember having feedback from a very dear colleague who said, I know you think you've slowed your pace down, but you might just want to take a bit longer to do what you're doing. Because other people can't keep up. And I thought, really? And as far as I was concerned, I was informing, but I was even doing that at a pace. So people weren't coming with me. And I think for me, the charisma part and the seduction that you talked about earlier, I kind of get feedback that that has worked. And so off I go. But and whilst they're emotionally connected, they're practically not keeping up.
Oh, so spoken so clearly. And if you look at your chart, like, you'll see the theme there of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't inform and they can't keep up, you get frustrated and they get frustrated. So the what's really the finessing part for you is to use your power of charisma and seduction to encourage them, to inform them and encourage them to keep up with you.
Yeah, which is funny because that's exactly what I do in my current profession, but it's probably not what I did in the against the grain profession because I was up against timelines and I probably used that as an excuse for not having to inform as much as I maybe needed to.
And you were in the wrong, what we call projection field. You were with the people who didn't really honor and respect who you are as you and now you are.
Yeah.
So you have a lot more room to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been so enlightening. And I, again, you know, this really is applicable to everybody else listening, but I cannot urge you enough to get your chart, which is your free gift, which there will be a link to at the bottom of the email that you received today. And, you know, as for someone that is very self-aware now, and for somebody that practices every day in the business of coaching, even I have found relief, have found a way to embrace the fear that I may have been battling against. And with this knowledge, I am fueled to take more leaps, which is the purpose of
exactly.
the whole conversation. So thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about people clicking on that free gift link? So, you know, when they get their chart, what happens next?
All right. So when you go to the link, you'll insert your name and email so we can get the information to you. You'll receive a questionnaire that helps you measure your current level of ignition, because bottom line, what I'm doing with all of you is helping you see where you are and help you really ignite that spark of vitality within you and then learn ways to sustainably keep it going. So you'll get this free questionnaire. Once you complete the questionnaire, you'll also get your chart. And with the chart, you'll get two documents that really elucidate what your type and your strategy is, and we'll talk a little bit more about what we call the centers and the profiles. And then, of course, I'm available if you want to follow up and learn a little bit more. And, you know, I wanted to also mention that, you know, when people have this information and they work with me, we'll use these other practices that we didn't really get into on the call today, but there's a wellness sexuality practice to build up your sexual vitality. There are practices to help you let go of fears and emotions that keep you stuck. So like there's this whole world of possible tools that people can learn so that they can really move forward into the joyous life that they are here to have.
Which is there for them if they choose to align with it.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your input today. I personally found it hugely beneficial, and I hope everybody does take you up on your very kind offer because it's so informative. Linda, thank you.
Thank you, Susie. Have a glorious day and enjoy all the other interviews that you'll be doing for this.
Thank you so much. And everybody, there will be another interview tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.